Beloved, in John 14:27, Yeshua said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. I give my peace to you." You see, there's a type of peace that the world gives. The problem is, it's a surface peace and it's a temporary peace. When all the elements of our circumstances are going just right, when the music is softly playing, when all our relationships are going smoothly, when everything is right on the surface, we can feel a sense of peace. The problem is twofold. Number one, it's not a deep peace. And number two is, it's temporary. Because as soon as the circumstances change, that peace that we were experiencing will go away. That's why Yeshua said, "The peace that I give you, it's not like the peace the world gives you." You see, the peace that God imparts to us is rooted in the depths. It's rooted in something that's unshakable. That's why Yeshua was able to stand before Pilate completely unshaken. Jesus was so unmoved as his accusers were telling him, "I'm going to crucify you." He was so unmoved by it that it scared them. Why? Because Jesus walked in the very essence of the peace of God. And that's the peace, beloved, that he wants to impart to you and I. We have to make space for him in our life to do that. Yeshua said, "I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If you'll open the door, I'll come in," he said, "and communion with you." I want to encourage you and I, let's open up our soul by putting God first in our life through our actions, with our time, with our possessions, so that we create a place of habitation within us so that he can come in, beloved one, and impart himself to you. And in so doing, you'll be more and more rooted in the very essence of the peace of God itself. I love you. This is Rabbi Schneider saying, God bless you. Pass this on to a friend. Let's put this into a practice. If we just believe in God, beloved, that's only a habit. If we make him first in our life, we've created a lifestyle. And when we create a lifestyle, we create a channel for Jesus to come in and impart his very nature to us, which is first and foremost, his peace.